5 years ago, my wife and I enrolled our then 18-month-old son in a private language immersion school in Baton Rouge. When our daughter was born 2 years later, we enrolled her in the same program. It's been a great learning environment for our kids, and it's been a great place for my wife and myself to make friends with other progressive-minded families. The school gave us a reason to stay in Baton Rouge after my wife and I completed the graduate work that brought us here. She and I are both products of the public school system in Louisiana and Tennessee, respectively. So after much debate, we decided we need to put our kids in public schools also. Our friends at the school abruptly informed us we were crazy to entrust our children's academic future to the East Baton Rouge Parish school system. Nevertheless, we submitted our son's application for East Baton Rouge Parish's Foreign Language Immersion Program, FLAIM. Several weeks later, the letter came back, and it wasn't good. Our son was placed in the waiting pool. You know that old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy? Well, it was rough around the Thomas household for about a month. How could we be waitlisted? Where was our son on the list? What were the exact criteria used to place them on the list? We just couldn't understand why the lottery process was not public and transparent. If our son doesn't get into FLAIM this year, 5 years of language immersion is at risk. But after much consternation, we've decided that we will remain committed to the public school option and let the process work. We've seen proof that high academic achievement is possible through the East Baton Rouge Parish school system. Baton Rouge High and McKinley routinely place students at top 20 universities. That's our family's goal, and we believe we can achieve that through the East Baton Rouge Parish school system.